4. The recent continental elevation stage, the last great mammalian migration. This is the period of pre-glacial land elevation in North America, Europe, and Asia. The land was greatly altered in topography. Mountain ranges were born, streams changed their courses, and isolated volcanoes broke out all over the world. 10 million years ago began an age of widespread local land deposits on the lowlands of the continents, but most of these sedimentations were later removed. Much of Europe at this time was still underwater, including parts of England, Belgium, and France, and the Mediterranean Sea covered much of northern Africa. In North America, extensive depositions were made at the mountain bases, in lakes, and in the great land basins. These deposits average only about 200 feet, are more or less colored, and fossils are rare. Two great freshwater lakes existed in western North America. The Sierras were elevating. Shasta, Hood, and Rainier were beginning their mountain careers. But it was not until the subsequent Ice Age that North America began its creep toward the Atlantic Depression. For a short time, all the land of the world was again joined, excepting Australia, and the last great worldwide animal migration took place. North America was connected with both South America and Asia, and there was a free exchange of animal life. Asiatic sloths, armadillos, antelopes, and bears entered North America, while North American camels went to China. Rhinoceroses migrated over the world except Australia and South America, but they were extinct in the Western Hemisphere by the close of this period. In general, the life of the preceding period continued to evolve and spread. The cat family dominated the animal life, and marine life was almost at a standstill. Many of the horses were still three-toed, but the modern types were arriving. Llamas and giraffe-like camels mingled with the horses on the grazing plains. The giraffe appeared in Africa, having just as long a neck then as now. In South America, sloths, armadillos, anteaters, and the South American type of primitive monkeys evolved. Before the continents were finally isolated, those massive animals, the mastodons, migrated everywhere except to Australia. 5 million years ago, the horse evolved as it now is, and from North America migrated to all the world. But the horse had become extinct on the continent of its origin long before the red man arrived. The climate was gradually getting cooler. The land plants were slowly moving southward. At first, it was the increasing cold in the north that stopped animal migrations over the northern isthmuses. Subsequently, these North American land bridges went down. Soon afterwards, the land connection between Africa and South America finally submerged, and the Western Hemisphere was isolated much as it is today. From this time forward, distinct types of life began to develop in the Eastern and Western Hemispheres. And thus does this period of almost 10 million years' duration draw to a close, and not yet has the ancestor of man appeared. This is the time usually designated as the Pliocene.